Go ahead, Roxy.
I wanted to ask Ion about the bread of life. He already told us a lot about the living water and the effect it's going to have. I would like to know, is it going to be possible just to live on living water and bread of life? No any other food?
You won't need even that. You never have needed food even now.
We have some more people here. But Beverly's been waiting for several months to ask your question, Beverly, so you go into your semi-private session-type medical question for Ion.
Okay. Ion, when we spoke last spring about my teeth, you said that I was going to keep all my teeth and the cavities would fill in and everything would be great. But that didn't happen, and the cavities have gotten huge, one tooth broke, and it's just not getting better. Am I doing something wrong?
Not wrong. It's what you allowed. So, I mean, you want them cut out? You can take a chainsaw and hit them all out. They won't have to bother me.
I said I wanted to keep them, and I do want to keep them.
Well, wouldn't it be interesting to go and have them filled until they get better on their own?
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
Why didn't you get them filled? Because Ion said you wouldn't have to?
Yeah.
Well, what's up with that, Ion? Misleading my listeners.
Well, in the place of power, you got to embrace it at some point. If there's a discomfort or a malaise, the malaise comes from something. It doesn't come from us. It comes from you. So that shift that you're describing is with you. So we would say, look very closely at the issue that you're describing. On one side, seems to be all the problem is on one side rather than the other. On one side, everything is just wonderful. On the other side, there's great big crevices that are eating out your very soul whole.
Mm-hmm.
So we would look at those dynamics specifically. And then go have a patch put on your tooth until it can make reparations for itself. There's lots of folks that have gone and had those posts, the titanium posts, put in their mouth that are being eaten away and replaced even now. So it's up to you. It's okay.
I don't really want to put in titanium posts, do I? I mean, if they're just going to be eaten away.
Well, that's up to you.
Trouble.
It's a physical thing, not an ailment of your teeth. It's a physical thing with you.
What do you mean a physical thing with me?
Just that. On one side, everything is fine. On the other side, there's great big gaping holes of decay that are uncomfortable for you. So your teeth aren't the problem. The issue is the issue, and it's showing up as teeth to tell you what's up.
Green bra.
Okay, where should we start?
The beginning. Go with the beginning. Go with the beginning.
All right. In the beginning, there was immigration policy that was changed. Could you tell us why Obama is changing it now? What's the real reason behind all of this?
J.W. personally told me a couple of nights ago. He went to the Hay House, which is opposite the White House, and he wanted to see what was going on in the White House over the last few days, and he said it was absolutely pandemonium. Everybody was fighting everybody, and everybody was fractionalized in a total mess. And he said he was quite shocked at what he saw. So that's just a preamble that J.W. volunteered to me the other night.
Well, he won't tell you stuff, but we'll tell you everything. Just be still. Don't bother us. The issue is that he was able to walk in and nobody noticed.
That's right. He did say that. There was nobody guarding the door.
At the White House.
Now you have questions, and the questions start going like this, that all of a sudden he's had all these years to do all these things, and he hadn't done jack shit squat. When he had control, mm-hmm. he couldn't do anything, and now he's lost control. Now all of a sudden he, from presidential power, is going to start doing something. Well, here's the thing. The problem with this immigration is you start legislating morality. And once you start legislating morality, that never works. Now, we're not talking about gay marriage. We're not talking about all that other stuff. that doesn't make any difference. This is another issue, is to be or not to be an American. What he's trying to say is the marriage is between all of those lands, not just from these borders. You have no ability to maintain your border. So the only way to work this, to tighten it, is to say apartheid rule. Let everybody in, and then we squash it back.
Is this something that he personally wanted to do?
He doesn't personally want to do anything, darling.
He gets told what to do, in other words.
Yeah. We
and
concur.
So what is the reason for that?
Well, because he's a puppet.
How does it benefit the group of folks that tell him what to do in this instance? How does it benefit them?
It's a twofold thing. It basically changes the monarchy. It changes the monarchy.
So we're going to see more of this, in other words. More of these executive orders.
Well, that's interesting. It's interesting. Look here. We go at this one. We say, yes, hell's bells. He's going to litter the fucking Capitol with this bullshit and going to cause them to run him all out on a rail with tar and feather back in the day. Okay, but that would be extreme and over the top and not quite appropriate, because when he starts this, he's going to meet resistance, and that resistance is going to be vast. That vast is going to squash him or sit him down. It's going to sit him down to a level or degree that he's going to have to then take note. He's just trying to get what he can get. It's called pick your battles, because you'll certainly lose the war. He's already lost. He now lost the Senate. So now there's nothing left. You know, you're just sort of pissing in the wind now. So something, anything he can do is something that he can do. That's the conversation here. Then at the end of the day, whether he lets these people stay or makes them go, or they get them all in and give them approval and then kill them all in their beds, it really doesn't make any difference after about 1 second now, does it?
No, and the Latinos are already complaining, well, it wasn't enough. We're not going to become citizens. We're not going to get amnesty. We're not going to get Social Security. We're not going to get food stamps. We're not going to get Obamacare. So what did that really do for us except not deport us? But wait, we weren't going to get deported anyway.
Pretty much. And see, even that stretch that was accomplished to help them wasn't enough.
Right.
And so the proponents of this would say, why are you doing anything? You can't please everyone, so you might as well please yourself. And he's not even doing that.
I think he did it to pick a fight.
It wasn't the thing to fight. That wasn't the fight. That wasn't the battle. The battle would be take it at the level from a taxation standpoint, from a rub it in their face. You won, you won, you won, you won. Now his own party won't embrace him, darling. There's nothing he can do.
His own party hasn't embraced him for quite some time.
Well, but now it's personal.
My first thought was, well, he's doing this because he's an immigrant himself. So that had no bearing in this decision, right?
Not to us.
So, Ion, it'll come down to is it's the only issue really is the black race has been smeared by this man. The upshot will be it's like boxing,
the white guy lost, and the black guy, isn't that what the Android meme's going to say,
is the black people cannot be a president because we had one, and look, he made it a mess.
No. The black people aren't even embracing him, Bob.
Well, they better not, because they better just say they're not black anymore. They're going to have a stigma for the next 40 years.
Their conversation then turns into, well, he was miscegenated. He wasn't even pure. They'll complain about his miscegenation.
Right. He wasn't truly black. If he'd been truly, purely black, he would have been great. But he was a mulatto.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just stating what is happens in the Android meme. That's what the people, the mass.
No, you're not.
Thinks.
You're just trying to pimp your new album. For the new number one.
Nigger wanted. Nigger wanted.
That's what you
I'm changing to Obama wanted.
You
Nigger loving Obama wanted. That's a new title.
Segway, you're trying to bump it. each had a piece.
I'm just
humoring
Ion's album.
Bob isn't a pimp. It's all great.
Yeah.
Reverend Stang will be proud.
Okay, we're going to move on to a different topic. Ferguson. So the grand jury, they have not announced a decision of whether or not they're going to indict.
They've decided.
What did they decide?
We didn't say.
Would you tell us?
No, we will not. And let me tell you why. Well, it's a twofold thing. It's a twofold part. Here you go. This is, if you take a big old map, do you know what maps are?
Yes.
Do you know where Joplin is?
Missouri.
Yes. And remember all the stuff we've been talking about in Joplin? Well, we was talking about Joplin before it got blowed up and blowed away. And we was talking about this unrest, civil and otherwise, and that the world was going to quake and the house was about to pitch and the Mississippi River was going to run the wrong way. And we said all this stuff and infinitum until now it's all boring. We've done it to death. Nobody even cares anymore. We understand. But this is the android meme lives in Ferguson. And so here's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make it work to where they can have a double duty, that the people of Ferguson can be vindicated, that they do indeed rule their roost. But they're going to set up a mob rule because this would almost be the Thompson Quadrant, almost, just because of the synesthesia that's involved in the conversation. One way you're pitching and the other way you're catching, but both ways you're still fucking. If they come back positive that he should be indicted for killing the boy, then that's one thing. And if they say not guilty, or we're not going to prosecute him for killing the boy, that he was doing his duty, whatever that duty included or entailed, then what happens is, either way, it's a mess. Every way, it's a mess. So, you're going to find it is a non-decision.
So it's not guilty, isn't it?
We didn't say.
If it was the opposite way, you would say, wouldn't you?
But we can play this both ways. We're having fun with this, actually, because we're going to paint both pictures for you. Let's say, yeah, we're going to indict, and everybody takes a sigh of relief. Fine, we're going to get that son of a bitch to kill that black man. He can't be running around. He blah, 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 blah. Then it goes to trial, and he's found not guilty. What's the difference? A grand jury can indict a ham sandwich.
I just saw a little blurb of something. This whole Ferguson thing just won't die. It's just a crucible of unrest.
FEMA cramp.
They just caught two people that were smuggling pipe bombs to blow something up in Ferguson.
Yeah, they used to smuggle in marijuana cigarettes. Now they're smuggling in fucking bombs. How about them crackers? They should have bombs, and then they can smoke marijuana cigarettes. It'd be great fun.
You're saying that if this is going to be the point, the center point of where it all starts.
The end of days will be decided whether or not we will address unlawful assembly. That's what this is all about. Unlawful assembly is what this is about. Unlawful assembly. After that, nothing else matters. People get killed every day. People fall out every day. People do their stuff every day. Blah, blah. People shoot their damn self every day. And they don't get the grand jury to indict them. They don't see any point in it. Well, that's about like this. This is about unlawful assembly.
And if we rid ourselves of the need to judge of any other assembly, then wouldn't that do the same thing?
Develop that a little bit, because there again, see, it's meaning.
The idea that the heaven will not manifest on earth until the court of law passes away.
But it's already passed, so people in Ferguson would yield to it.
Okay.
It's already passed, you see. You goddamn King George, I'm not paying a tax on your tea. You motherfucker, I'm not going to pay a tax on your tea. I'm going to throw it in the ocean. Same story. Unlawful assembly. Meanwhile, the highest court in the land is dealing on how to sort out the details of a same-sex union. What are they going to do anyway?
As they should.
As they should, of course. But see, the rest of the story is that you're having that conversation, and then to what end? We're going to decide this. We're just going to settle this now. You can settle anything you want to. They're doing what they do. There'll be no more bowel movements. That's strictly vulgar, dirty, and wrong. We're not going to have bowel movements anymore. Okay, people are still going to soil themselves, whether you like it or not. That parallels about the same side of the distraction. But at the end of the day, what you're talking about. Now, Antonio French comes into this pretty tough. But you got to watch that closely because that'll come back to bite. There's a lot of people playing with this. Now, I ain't talking about this Rainbow Coalition, Jesse Jackson bullshit. I ain't talking about that mess. That's imitation. I'm talking about more where the actual consideration is being embraced. The mystery landscape is unfolding for the very first time. And if you'll get the geographic arena, if somebody could look up a map of the distance between Joplin and Ferguson.
While we're looking that up, Ian, can you tell us really what happened that day? Did Michael Brown attempt to grab the officer's weapon?
No.
Was there a struggle of any sort before the shots were fired?
It was all during. It was all just a fell swoop.
Who reacted first? Did
the
Michael
officer.
Brown attempt? Yeah.
Yeah, what are you saying? Yeah, to Greenbrow? I'm not getting any precise answers. What's he saying?
He's saying that the officer reacted first.
Sorry.
And that's what the three witnesses say as well.
Yeah, Michael Brown did not touch the gun. Is that what you said?
Basically.
Ian, does this have anything to do with the former Ionet, Michael Brown, on the name level? Is this a battle in Iondom? And Michael Brown is the archetype?
No.
Not even allegorically?
Well, now, allegorically, okay. We love the hyperbole of allegorial.
So the name Michael Brown had to be, because of our Michael Brown, it had to be that name, right?
Works great for us.
It's all about Bob again.
Of course it is.
So
it's
293
miles. It's 293 miles from Ferguson to Joplin.
By car. 256 by bird.
And that's bird some pie. God number or something, 256. Isn't that some mystical number?
No. It's just the way to get by the Mark Twain National Forest.
Mark Twain's the name in the middle of this?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the archetype of America. So Huck Finn versus Tom Sawyer.
Basically, that's very good. Kansas City, here we come.
And what was the name of the Indian? Or was he just called Old Joe or something?
Joe. Indian Joe. The little engine named Joe.
Indian Joe.
Yeah.
Is there something significant about that different?
Yes.
Can you tell us what it is?
Well, he said it went through
okay.
Mark Twain Forest. It avoids the forest. Is there something to the number?
Yes.
Is that Paul Revere's run?
Okay. Now, geographically from there, can you find the Mississippi River?
Yeah, it's close to the Mississippi.
Oh, really?
He's triangulating.
Ta-da! Y'all way too clever for that.
I kept waiting for it. I'm waiting for it.
Yeah, it's our birthday, November 22nd, so, you know,
A lot can be done today.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Is it gone? Is it going?
Not yet.
I'm just about to see it on this map.
Oh, no. I hate when it went away. We like the Mississippi River.
Look for
St. Nice.
Louis. Oh, yeah. It's a perfect triangle from Kansas City to Ferguson to Joplin.
Who is Michael Brown?
Some goober Bob's talking about. We don't really care.
Some guy in South Africa who was a top INET for a few months, and then he brought a few INETs here with his books.
Does this have something to do with the flooding that's going to be west of Joplin?
Or
the
Deuce.
There? Okay.
Deuce.
Well, which Kansas City is this?
Well, Missouri, but I was talking about west of Joplin.
Well,
and then,
you tell us where everything is. Give us a triangle.
Kansas City is more north and to the west, and it's directly above Joplin.
Okay.
And then if you go east from Kansas City, you hit Ferguson. It's almost a perfect triangle. And then from Ferguson down to Joplin, you go
the right-angled triangle.
Right, from Kansas City being where the 90-degree.
Well, the Mississippi is going very close to Ferguson, though.
Where's the other Kansas City? There's two Kansas cities, right?
Well, it's in Kansas.
Kansas City, Missouri.
You're saying Kansas.
Yeah, there's Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, it's one city.
Touching.
It's one city.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Straddle the river.
One city, okay.
Straddle the line.
So when you say Kansas City, that bridge is... That's two states. There's a bridge. What is the one that the people are talking about when they sing about it? Missouri or Kansas? Which one is more prominent?
66. 66.
It was 66 doesn't go through there, as far as I remember. I did that route in 66. Is Kansas City, which is the famous one?
Which is
the same one.
I'm going to Kansas City, you know, Fats Domino. Is he talking about Missouri?
Here I come. They're both.
There's no separation.
Oh, okay. There is technically a separation, but everybody means the same. It's the same one place. But
now, what we can tell you specifically about it is the Hall family that's in Kansas City. They see it very differently. They say that Kansas City, Kansas is the primordial soup that all good things come from. And they hold some of the keys that are critical to some of these opinions that some of y'all are subjugated regarding.
And the Hall is the Hallmark family, Hallmark cards.
Now you go talking crap, Bob.
Right. Well, look at this. You know, this is interesting. We went there on October 20, 21st, 22nd, 23rd in 2008, you know, a few months before ION. Carol and I and JW, did we set something up there?
Mm-hmm.
See, it comes back to me again, Greenbrow. I was this triangle. And this triangle is right below Winnipeg, where McLuhan was his youth. You take Route 59 up to Winnipeg, up to McLuhan land.
You know where else is very close? Leavenworth. Leavenworth is right now. It's very close to Kansas City.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's Scott Joplin. Good.
They got a lot of pretty women. That's what's so great.
Bob's got his Beavis and Butthead laugh on.
I'm leading this thing.
And is this connected to the Caldera, Yellowstone?
The neck bone.
What's so great about Kansas?
Back to Greenbrow. Regain control here, Greenbrow. Where do you want to go with it?
What's the significance of the Mississippi River? There's something there.
He was triangulating the position, that's all.
No, it's going to go backwards. You know that, Susanna.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, with respect to Ferguson. So
everybody says, but no one has a damn clue what that really entails. Do you realize the state and condition of your earth for the entire Mississippi to change its direction for a millisecond, let alone the degree that we've described since itch? We made one little puff and Joplin gets blown away. One little reference and it was gone. Like, gone. They're still rebuilding. Gone. And everybody says, oh, well, the Mississippi's going to go the other way, and we all know that. That's like not a big deal, everybody. That's in the Wikipedia. Even the Wikipedia says it's going to run the other way, and I don't know what the hell you're talking about. It's in the Wikipedia. We put the Googler on it, and the Googler says, well, of course, everybody knows the Mississippi's going to go the opposite direction. No problem. It may flood
well,
all
the Ion, so, Ion, what about that? Does that mean that? Is there a change in elevation that causes the Mississippi to run?
No. Elevation doesn't have anything to do with flow. Gravity has everything to do with flow.
It has to do with the big foreign body coming in our vicinity?
No, the magnetic.
Like a huge planet?
Barbara, it has to do with the effect of the ice cell. The ice cell affects the gravity.
I want a big foreign body, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Barbara, you keep your bedroom out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wheeler dealer, you.
The ice cell is causing this. You get that, Barbara. It's not earthquakes, aliens, the 480 group. It's the ice cell that's altering the gravity.
Is that an accurate statement?
Nothing is accurate. That is why the specific gravity of your blood is changing. But that's
the specific gravity of the planet.
No, because it's in the blood that gives you strength from day to day to day. We'll make Bob play the music. Bob played the music last week. Did everybody get that?
No, nobody was here when we did it. Oh, maybe in the archives
they
did.
And we showed up when everybody else was not there.
Thank you.
Might be the best show ever.
How appropriate.
Ion.
Yeah, fine.
Hey.
Hey, OJ's back. Kubrick, OJ? We forgot to ask about the moon, was it? What's the main scandal of that Kubrick did that we forgot that? The moon? Somebody brought it up.
They're talking about the moonwalk, that it really wasn't real.
Yeah, that's Jay Widener.
We nailed him, Ion, in the Ed Long series before Revelations. You analyzed Widener. That's in the archives. You might want to hear that, IOJ.
But, Bob, you suggested that maybe Kubrick had something to do with creating a film that was actually aired, that we actually went to the moon, but Kubrick might have created a film.
The walking around the moon was staged, but they actually went to the moon, and it was totally logical. They couldn't get on the moon there and something terrible happened, so they had people look at a fake successful landing while the actual landing was not televised, just in case something would go wrong. And they left a device on there. Nobody knows that.
What kind of device?
A honing device to pick up strangeness. Probably came out of Pussycook scientists. You see when Ion was coming. Get an early view of Ion. The pterodactyl. The big pterodactyl.
They tucked it safely in the rectum of Dr. Strangelove. Yeah.
Okay, sorry to interrupt you, Greenbrow. You got more to say?
You can't say Bob isn't on his comic relief tonight, y'all.
Yeah, it's my day, November 22nd. We're starting a new Bob Fest.
11/22/14. And 6 from 2 is not, and 3 from 9 is 7, and 8 and 2 is 2, and 9 and 4. And that's a good one. Just ask Bob, because 12 is 3 and 6 and 52 and the 23rd and the Thompson Quadrant. And LaRouche is very cross about this.
Yes. Ferguson is LaRouche territory, but the hysterical aspects of the Thompson Quadrant have taken over, not the paranoid aspects of LaRouche Quadrant.
The Thompson Quadrant, I looked it up, it equals a 3.
Where do you get that? How do you get that?
Wait a minute. Hold on just a second now.
It's 18.
Bob doesn't like 3.
It's not 3.
No, no. I got no problem with 3, but 18 is the number for the Thompson Quadrant. That's 6 threes.
18 in the Thompson. 6 threes is Thompson Quadrant. That's 18.
Y'all can't add.
My God, we can't add, but we can cipher.
Who's adding? We don't add in the Bob math. There's no adding going on.
Carolyn, do we
That's
add?
The problem. That's the problem.
Carolyn,
we do set theory.
Centering, whatever those kids, the 10-year-olds learn. That's what we do.
Oh, the Sedwell. The Sedwell.
Yeah, Sedwell method.
We just lay down and let things rub up on us. And when it gets on us, then we embrace it. And we are stranger and we take it in. And then we have it because vicariously we got it, that we get it, that we got it.
Did Kubrick film the fake moon landing?
For a dollar.
Hey, Aya, did Kubrick film the fake moon landing? The footage for the fake moon landing broadcast?
Personally, he did not.
Did he produce it, Ion? Did
yes,
he produce the film?
Yeah.
Did you say yes? He did. Yes, he did produce it. There it is, OJ. There's your answer. Executive producer.
You can look at the Googler and tell you.
Ion, the device that they placed on the moon, did it pick up strange things?
It's in the rectum of Dr. Strange. We already said that.
Yeah,
I know
that's
an probing question.
It's over and over.
How very probing of you to ask.
And, Ion, you did say that the ice cell would cause the Mississippi to go the opposite way.
We didn't say that.
Well, Bob said that. Do you agree with that?
Bob said that. Ask Bob. We make it a note never to agree with Bob.
Because
if we agree with Bob, then the android being kicks in. Once it kicks in, then something takes over. Then something takes over, it kind of comes to a place. Then it comes to a head, and then it's got to go through the quadrant. Then you get to the tiny note chart, and then somebody's got to say it's okay or it's not. Once they say it's okay, then it's got to be approved. It's got to be buried, moved, dug up, moved again, dug up, looked again, retroactively looked back. We've gone to the test trial, anesthesia, to see if anesthesia can maintain any digression or platitudes of vicissitudes. Once the vicissitudes are considered, then it has to come back full circle to see if it applies. If it applies, if it only applies, if it's true, then Bob is the only one that knows what that is. He's not sure either because it keeps changing because it's in the mystery landscape. If it falls, then it has to go to the Reese quadrant. Once you get to the Reese quadrant, the queen doesn't mind. Everybody can have cake.
Okay, can you tell us what will cause the Mississippi to go the other way?
It was scheduled to go. I mean, there's been many predictions that was going to happen before the ISL.
See? We told you this in the Googler. We done said this. There's an echo. Echoes from the burning bush.
If you research what's happening to the magnetic poles, that will explain a lot.
Uh-oh.
Does it have anything to do with the magnetic poles, Ion?
The magnetic
are there strippers?
Shift.
No. Are there strippers? If there's hoes, there must be strippers.
And there's hoes.
Yeah. Hoes? Oh, well, yes. Now, if there's hoes and poles and strippers, is that like lions and tigers and bears? Oh, my.
Holy women. In Ferguson. All that in Ferguson.
And does the specific gravity of water change like the specific gravity of blood? In the same manner?
Look up specific gravity.
Oh.
We just want the answers. We don't goddamn want to look up nothing. We ain't.
No. What I meant was I probably shouldn't have looked it up before I asked the question.
It's not that interesting. It just might be interesting if something gets said about it.
Specific gravity is a measurement that indicates how dense a substance is by comparing it to the density of water.
Stop. Water is what's changing.
And it's the water in the blood.
There is no water in blood. Neil.
But there is water in a river.
But the water's changing.
And, Ion, you're just referencing the Mississippi, but there are other rivers that run north-south. Is there a reason the Mississippi is specifically being referenced here?
Yeah, because it's where it divides, the Great Divide.
So there's going to be a huge waterway north.
That's a good question, though.
Yeah, what's the divide, Barbara? What was the Great Divide?
Well, it's going to divide the country. There's going to be a huge divide north to south.
It already does. The Mississippi River already does.
But is it going to get a lot wider?
Is this east-west or north-south division?
Like you'd know, for Pete's sake, how ridiculous of you asking a direction change. The Mississippi River flows from the north to the south. Hey, Bob, which direction does the Mississippi come from?
I don't know that. I'm just putting it in. I don't know what the words mean. I just type it in here.
Yeah, Bob, if you're standing due south and the wind's blowing due north, where will the wind hit you?
I have no idea. I'm not schooled on that stuff.
And he's right in the back of my head. Like,
I got
no,
your ankle.
If you're pointing south and the wind's blowing north, it hits you in the face. No. It can't be. Carolyn, you get the map. Carolyn, get the map. This doesn't make any sense. If I'm pointing toward the south and my nose toward the south and the wind's blowing from the south to the north, the wind would have to hit me in the back of my head, right?
Last time you asked Bob this, he said he was facing someone's house.
He said he was at the Algonquin Hotel. That's where he's staying.
I'm having a deja vu moment.
Yeah. Welcome to my world.
Knobstown, USA. They're from Springfield over that y'all won't. Is any part of that y'all interested in, or does it matter? Like from St. Louis into Springfield, that little place. Does any of that y'all care about anything in there?
Okay,
not,
I will mute
that.
Everybody.
Yeah,
we'll let Greenbra run this for a little bit.
Ain't nobody troubling. Ain't no trouble.
You all right?
All participants are now muted.
So we got to find her phone number right here. Okay. All right, Greenbra, you're there. You ready to go?
So all this Mississippi talk led me into my new topic, actually, the next topic. I received an email from my psychic friend that contained a channeled message that she was forwarding to me from an entity that calls themselves Hathor, channeled by a gentleman named Tom Kenyon. And so I was going to read some of this, because it sort of talks about what we see when we turn on the TV in our now, and just to get some ion commentary about it. And I think it'll resonate with some people, too, here. So it starts out talking about the escalation of the chaotic nodes and the dismantling of 3D reality. It says, due to the time acceleration and cosmic forces far beyond our control, you are in the midst of a crescendo of interlocking chaotic nodes. In past messages, we've referred to interaction of chaotic events as a chaotic node singular. But in this instance, we are referring to a more complex phenomenon. What are we calling chaotic nodes, plural? Depending on your vibratory resonance, you'll be affected in unique ways by the escalation of chaotic events. Those of you sensitive to the ecosystem of this planet may be experiencing extreme duress as you witness the degradation of the ecosystem and loss of many species of life. Another chaotic node is, in addition to the chaotic node of your ecosystem, is the stress of the interpersonal communications. This is a very complex situation and is particularly due to the shifts in the magnetic fields upon your planet, making short-term memory and cognitive sequencing difficult during energetic shifts. And these energetic shifts are accelerating. Irrational behavior, desperation, and feelings of utter hopelessness are on the rise, as the deterioration of both the ecosystem and the interpersonal communications increase, we anticipate even more cultural and social instability, hence Ferguson. There's a growing sense among many that something is terribly wrong, and along with this feeling, there is no solution. In this instance, we agree with something Albert Einstein once said, which is that the solution to a problem cannot be solved at the level of the problem. From our perspective, the escalation of the chaotic nodes is creating tidal waves of intense chaotic energies that many of you are finding difficult to contend with. Furthermore, your automatic reflexive ways of dealing with change are increasingly ineffective. There is a fork in the road, so to speak, that we have entered both individually and collectively. One path of this fork will lead you into a type of madness and inability to function in practical ways. For those who take the fork, escapism will be on the rise. Self-destruction, both individually and collectively, will also increase in this period, many of you who have the opportunity to transition out of three-dimensional reality into other dimensions will take it. Without missing words, to use one of your phrases, we would say that you are entering one of the most difficult passages of planetary transformation. At this fork in the road, one path leads to self-destruction, madness, and despair, and hopelessness, while the other fork leads to deeper connection with your interdimensional or spiritual nature. It is this fork in the road that we wish to explore. And then they go on to this meditation that they recommend.
Due to the fact that the magnetic fields of both of the Earth and the Sun are fluctuating, you may be experiencing cognitive challenges. These challenges may show up as temporary glitches and short-term memory, an inability to sequence tasks in the ways you are used to, and a tendency to emotional volatility and instability, especially during periods of high fluctuations of the Earth and or the Sun's magnetic fields. And yeah, yawn.
Was he reading from it?
No.
That is no part of the text.
He was giving us his take on it.
No, okay. We were giving you the cognitive and emotional challenges during chaotic nodes. Bahathor planetary message.
So you're acknowledging what is said in this article?
Acknowledging that it's bullshit? Yes, it is bullshit. Are the words there? Yes. Are the words valuable? Maybe. Are the words from this thing that you say is make it more valuable than another thing? Doesn't trump a creator. So we say those words are wonderful and you lead all this and it says all this stuff, and if you get right back down to it, you feel the way you felt, and that's the way you feel because that's the way you felt. And the world's been burning since the world's been turning. It's going to do what it do because it do what it do what it did that it did. Whether another entity, the Hawthorns and or anything else says that or not, it still is that. Goes back to the teeth thing from earlier. You can fix you. We can change you, but you'll change you back. The point that got you here is the point that got you from there. Now, if there's a hand of words on the lucky box, it'll change your world. Okay, fine, got that already. Cloud. This is your preference. So don't mind considering your words and all the bibbly squats and the dibbly dob and everything else you want to call it. It's just fine. At the end of the day, you are the Trump bill that decides how that goes. Do you see?
Well, it doesn't change anything.
That's the point. Does it explain something? Not really. Because everything it says, done says, Bob says, it sounds like us. And all we're saying, coming to your power.
It explains some things for other folks. That's all.
Oh, okay. Well, if that's fun, and if we were only playing horseshoes and hand grenades, you'd be close.
Is Hathor a non-physical entity?
No.
Is it a human being?
It is.
Is the human being pretending they're a non-physical entity?
Well, it depends on if you believe the heart chakra sound.
The chaos that it talks about, Ion has been saying that over the last few months, that we're into this summer, everything was weird and mixed up and a lot of turmoil and confusion. Ion did say that. So I see the chaotic node statement as similar to what Ion was saying. Where do you make a difference, Ion, from their terms?
Most of this that comes along is never, when we said it was the most outlandish thing that ever been said, ever. It's just ridiculous, over the top, crazy. Who in the world could imagine such a thing? The next thing you know, it's on the CNN, and Nancy Grace is very upset about it.
So you're saying Hathor is a Johnny-come-lately. This was said 3 years ago.
Well, the same way that no one gave a damn what RNA was until lately.
This is an echo of what I was saying 4 years ago. That's
from
what he's saying right now, Green
Bush. Yeah, from the burning bush.
But you did say it was pretty hectic this summer. I don't know if it's still going on, Ion. You said it was pretty weird. The whole wormhole, the whole Armageddon that we did.
The house began to pitch, twitch,
yes, the house.
Twitch. It must end up a bitch. Dun, dun, da, 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 da,
well, you
da,
may have said this before, da, 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 but they're saying what you've been saying.
Basically, and now you're reading it to us to ask us if we agree with what we said that they said that it said. And we say that we said that we said that we say that that said is the same thing that this said was said. And if they're saying what we said, then we can't agree with what we said because it's already been through the Dobbs quadrant.
You cannot. You cannot agree with that. That's right.
Never. Because if we agree with that, then we would substantiate. Then we would then be the proponent of Dobbstown, and that's ridiculous. How utterly ridiculous. We can never be caught doing that.
Don't believe that, Green Brother. It's anti-Dobbstown stuff. Me and I are really tight in a lot of stuff.
It's not anti, it's D-Dobbstown. It's not anti, it's D-Dobbstown. Them. Somebody has to get debobbed. You did the re-series, Bob. Now you can do the D-series. You can get debobbed. Get debobbed. Is that like T-bowed? Instead of T-bowed, we can get debobbed. What do you think?
All right, next point.
Ion wrote this article, but it was so 3 years ago, so we can't even discuss it or talk about it now. Okay.
Well, it's okay. If you want to, we'll talk with
no,
you.
No.
You know we adore you. We'll talk about everything. But we're just
Thank
trying to say,
you.
Watch real close. You guys, you little handful here on the leading edge, you turn around and we say something, you go, oh. Then it becomes kind of, it's the second the little group says, oh, okay, our bodies are changing. Oh, okay, our blood's going to look different. Oh, okay, there's going to be these new bugs that come along that start wiping people out. Oh, 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 oh. Then the next thing you know, that's what you see. And then you go, oh, yeah, okay, no big deal. And then the Mississippi River's going to flow the opposite road, which is going to be the biggest thing ever, 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 ever since caveman. And y'all are going to say, oh, hells bales. We knew this was all along. We bought real estate outside of Joplin a long time ago. Are you going nuts? It's crazy. I'll have a clam bake.
The reason I answered, Bob, about the heart chakra is because this meditation is all about the sound healing heart chakra.
Yeah, I picked that up, yeah.
But
I got that much.
Mighty, 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 oh.
Ion knows, right, Green Bob? Ion knows.
Ridiculous.
He wrote the article.
No, this article is a pale imitation of what Ion said many years ago. Ion didn't talk about the heart chakra.
It was the pickle factor. Hot,
yeah, you know what, Green Bro?
Pickles.
The whole Mayan calendar year 2012, it all was acted out in 2011, all the ramifications, and Ion talked a lot about it on Rewrite. So anything that comes since then was covered and completed and fixed by Ion in 2011, the year before the 2012 hysteria. That's a fact from Iondom.
By God, y'all ain't even got over Y2K yet. You ready for the next thing? That's funny.
Get another issue, Greenbro?
No.
That's
issues
it?
Have been solved.
We have some issues. Now that it's just us, what do you think? Shall
sure.
we play?
Yeah.
Sure.
Play.
Now, in the little quiet place, in the little quiet place, there's a little bitty spot. Nobody wants to go to. There's a little bitty spot for you. It's kind of purplish, bluish, violet, sparkly. The only blue you've ever seen this color is when you went to see the Hope Diamond. Do you recall?
I think so.
That blue is that button, the sparkle button, that you're asking about. Yes?
Blue sparkle button.
If you look on the dresser, if you lay it out on the dresser, when you go to your slumber, you go that way, and there's all those stuff on that dresser, which is a lot, but that's the button. It's on that dresser, the blue button. Push that button.
And that'll take me fun places.
Yeah, it's certainly more than you know, but you already know.
All right. I'll do that. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Oh, and by the way, don't take the red pill.
Where's the blue
all
button?
Red.
Is it on your dresser?
It's in her mind's eye of the dresser. When she closes her eyes, she goes there. She's always fretful because it's got all that stuff on it. And there's a blue dot that's that color blue, and that's the button. Push the button. Since it's just is it just going to be her for the rest of the night or whatever?
No, that's it. Greenbrier, you have to say goodbye politely when you leave.
Yeah, you otherwise he would chap your ass, honey.
Really, I'm really afraid of that, let me tell you. I'm shaking in my boots.
Lord have.
All participants are now unmuted.
I just unmuted you all.
Can you do a meditation?
Ew, why would you get a mediation? Are you going to court?
Money. No, a meditation.
Oh, we're going to court.
No, can you do a high chakra meditation?
If you have a judge or a team, sometimes the judges do it, but sometimes they have other lawyers that can sit in on them that do okay with them. But now, you got to be careful with the depositions and stuff like that, because that can lead you into other problems if you're not careful.
The answer to deposition is always, I can't remember. Then you're safe.
That's good. I'm not sure. I don't recall. No, I don't recall.
No, I'm meditating.
If you say you can't remember, they'll think you're crazy. But if you say you don't recall, that means you did knew it, but you don't know that you knew it now. So if you don't know that you didn't know it now, if you knew it was going to, did you know that you were going to get sued if you didn't? No, I don't recall. But if I don't remember, then I did consider it, and I thought this is bad and wrong, and I'm going to do it. But if you don't recall, then you didn't know if it was or not, and your position is easier to defend.
Ian doesn't like the word meditation.
Because do you go to your mind's eye to settle something that you can't allow to settle? You have to quiet your mind into some kind of thing to lay out some little thing so some other little booger man can come get up in you and straighten something out. That Ed Cartole bullshit runs around all the place. We can go into the delves of what the mind says, and then we can lay the id down. And when the id goes to rest, we can then begin and quiet our minds and begin a mediation and allow the mediative state to come and take over. Our consciousness, our true mind's eye, can then be beheld by all of consciousness, the subgenius that is our world. Blah, blah,
and that's,
blah, blah, blah.
That's what Esther Hicks did, and it worked for her, so Ion's not going to acknowledge that.
So did how it? Did, solve your-
did it?
Did it?
How did Miss Wheeler do? How's Miss Wheeler now?
So how did it solve your problems?
She still crawls at Jerry because he died.
Right, but how do you solve your problem?
First of all, as a creator, you created the problem. So you don't want to solve your problem. Your problems solve themselves. Your problems solve themselves. If you've got to mediate them, that just means you're not strong enough to overcome them. So you've got to have somebody else tell you what's up.
Do you believe in EFT?
Belief is just a thought you've been thinking a long time. And yes, ESP, sensory perception, is, but it's not extra. It's normal.
So
everybody else that doesn't have ESP, they're deficient.
No, emotional freedom technique.
No, because now you're gauging every emotion as a plus or a minus. This is a good, happy thing. This is a bad thing. Only think good, happy thoughts, and only good things can come our way, and blah, blah, blah. Well, we're positive. We're very positive. Some of you all
are. So if you owe a lot of money on a mortgage, how do you pay it off without...
Don't owe a lot of money on a mortgage. Don't borrow a lot of money on a mortgage. If you're powerful enough to create it, why in the hell wouldn't you be powerful enough to get out of the mortgage? It's usury. Don't engage in positions that lead you into a place where you're now in question. You put yourself in bondage. You know, them Hebrewloids got into that same bullshit. Now, I'm glad you brought that up. That's just a good topic right there for a little segue. Excuse us, just a
minute.
Excuse us, exactly right. And the coat of many colors, all the way back from a little lineage, they come on, they killed him, or thought they did, but they dug a hole and throwed him in there with a booger. And then he ended up in Pharaoh's house over everything. Then they come along and they say, well, you know what? This ain't going good, Joseph. You know, will you take over our land? Take us over. We ain't doing so good. Times is hard. We're good ciphers, but, you know, we're just not going good for us. He said, well, if you think that's what's best, that's fine. Anyone on 11 Friday, they said, well, just take care of the food. Just take care of that. We've got this. It's fine. And then finally said, hey, Joseph, will you ask your Pharaoh if he will be our God? He said, now that's interesting. Why in the world would Pharaoh take all you little Hebrewoids in as illegitimate children? Why would he do that? Why would Pharaoh, a God, take in illegitimate Hebrewoids into bondage? Why in the world would you put yourself into bondage? Matter of fact, you asked the man if you could be put into bondage. And you got this big old mortgage that you got to get out. Here's what's funny to us is you asked them, can they put you in bondage? It's the most amazing thing.
But wait a second. What if the house is a three-family and it's worth $900,000, and you have a $200,000 mortgage or $220,000 mortgage, and you want to fix it up and take out $150,000 cash, would you do it?
No.
Why?
Because if we wanted $150,000 cash, we would intend it, and it would be there the next day.
Is that Stephanie talking there or someone else?
No.
Why don't you
Bob? What's your name?
Bob has board meetings every single week to find out what he. For Bob, it's a burden.
What I owed.
Problem. It's a problem. He says, "Well, we need another deduction. Can we just do something else?" Trying to make sure this deduction.
I gotta go to another holiday.
Now he's on the A list. He's on the A list now. He's on the Hathaway private fly. He's got his little Jet One car, and boy, he's ready to go. They just come.
$10,000
had a driver to come pick him up to take him to get ice cream. Now they come and pick him up and fly him to get ice cream. It's
great. What woman was asking? What woman sparked this rant?
Catherine.
Are you new?
No.
No.
How do we know you? When were you last here?
Like last year.
That's a long time ago. Last year?
Yeah.
Bob's recycled a lot of people by then. Anyway,
exactly.
The whole point of this, you're serving mammon. If you're serving mammon, then it's not your house. So this three-family house, the $900,000, give me $200,000. I got this. The house does not belong to you. So why would you borrow money on something that's not yours?
But if you have equity, like up to, you have from 900.
Do not have equity if someone has the title deed to your home. You don't.
Uh-huh.
Don't do it. Eddie Murphy said this best. Don't start nothing and there won't be nothing.
But we're already $200,000 in debt.
Well, then get a gun and blow your brains out, because it'll be over for you soon.
Oh, no.
So would it be better to sell it and take the profit and then rent?
Did you come in here, Catherine, to discuss your problems? We don't discuss problems here. Nobody has problems.
No, it's not a problem. No, it's not a problem. She's saying she's got $700,000 worth of equity in this piece of property that she doesn't own. And she's trying to figure out how to get another $150,000 out of it and then fix it up a little bit. If it's for the donor of the home, if they don't mind, then sure, knock yourself out. But just so you know, if you were renting that house, would you borrow money to fix it up for yourself in a rented position?
No.
Well, that's the same question you're having here, because whoever holds the title of that deed, darling, ooh, Lord, I hold a clear title. Vestal Goodman, cue that one up, Bob. I hold a clear title. Oh, my, to a mansion. Oh, good gracious. See, here's the thing. Y'all, if you just play creating. Is that a word, Bob?
Yeah.
Play creating. Better mark that one down. Play creating. If you just play creating, then you're liable to get anything. You put that in the easy bake oven and the little light bulb cooks that, ain't no telling what kind of foolishness is going to come out of that thing. But if you just play creating, that's different. That's okay. And we're just playing now. But if you're playing for real, if you're playing for keeps, for the part that matters, oh, Lord have mercy, your power.
Mm-hmm.
Come into your place of power. Because now you're asking, you're all excited that things are good. Well, they're not good. Hell, you owe money on somebody else's house. You're making payments on somebody else's house. What the hell is wrong with you?
But what if you have good rent?
What if you do?
Good rent. Is that like a bad marriage?
Maybe.
Okay. Good rent. Good riddance, maybe. But we do not understand. Now, we don't get it. We can't climb under it. We can't wrap ourselves around it. Now, if you're asking how to live, there's lots of ways to live. If you don't know, we can help with that. If you're asking, we've never even finished the bondage story. That's how the Egyptians took on the Hebrew slaves. They asked to be slaves. And then they had to have an exodus. Darling, it sounds very clear and apparent to us. We need to schedule you an exodus.
What are you doing where?
Because
so who wanted to be a slave?
The Hebrews.
The Hebrews. The Jews.
They wanted to?
They asked. They asked.
Yes, yes.
That's what the scriptures say. They asked Joseph to ask Pharaoh to be their god.
Oh, I don't know.
Say.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
You didn't know
that's
that
what the scriptures
way.
Say. No, that's
don't
what
get me
believe.
Going there, Catherine. Don't get me all worked up, Catherine.
Don't
get me fucked up about it.
Which one? We believe in all three. We believe in all three Jesus.
Oh, baby, Jesus,
hey, I want to welcome the new people. We got Cassie, we got Faye or Michelle. I don't know what Michelle calls herself, one of those names. We got Ira Myra from Sweden, and we got Greenblood.
You bring a new
people. You got Roseanne. You bring Roseanne. And we have Roseanne, too.
Never let me in, Bob, and I got a bunch of stuff.
Well,
a lot
you're
of things
in here.
I
okay, I don't know what you're talking about. You're here. You're talking.
Campfire tale.
Yeah. Don't bring up the past. Don't bring up the past.
Accomplishments.
Now, Faye, are you able to speak? You got your headphone? Can you speak, Rochelle?
Speak.
So she's just listening.
Whoa,
okay.
Whoa,
no,
whoa.
No Rochelle this week. She claimed that she was
okay,
going to
okay.
be here.
Bob, you're actually letting new people in on this thing? You mean that new people coming in? What in the world is wrong with you? You're thinking maybe people. These people will get, they'll sue you, Bob. They'll do mediation on you. What are you thinking, that people? No, he's letting these strange people stroll in the front part.
Yeah, it's just like the White House. It's just like I'm part of the White House. The
you're breaking
here.
Your own rules.
Yeah, Rochelle says the New Madrid fault line. Ask Ian if the Edgar Cayce map is accurate. That's from Rochelle.
We like Edgar Cayce, but his map's off just a little bit. But we like Edgar Cayce.
Bob
we like
calls
Edgar
him Cayce. An idiot. Why does Bob hate Edgar Cayce or hate on him?
Bob hates everybody. He loves it because he hates
yeah. I hate everybody.
Never mind.
Yeah. He only likes McLuhan.
McLuhan. They have McLuhan, the microphone hog. No, I never said I liked McLuhan personally.
No, he doesn't like
it. I never liked
McLuhan. That's why he put his whole life's working to replace opposite and everything the man ever said.
I don't even let him go to the golf. I just keep hanging him back, asking questions of non-physical.
Well, that's Korean more than anything else.
You know what someone said? You know what someone said today on YouTube? That there's going to be explosions with the gas pipes because they're 100 years old. Like there's going to be a lot of gas explosions.
Yeah.
Ooh, so do you believe that?
Like,
is that news?
So, like a astrology forecast.
We don't do that around here.
We can.
That's verboten. Is that Catherine saying that?
Yeah.
It's amazing. We got people here waiting for weeks to ask a question. Catherine strolls in every 12 months, and takes over. I mean, the rest of you must be embarrassed.
And so she walks in a year later and finds out how to. Further get deeper in a mortgage that she can't pay for a house that she doesn't
own. I didn't think she's getting any other answers. I just said she's getting asked questions.
Amazing.
Uh-huh.
Amazing.
Okay.
You've walked
it,
into
honey.
This is
don't
the purgatory of the after image of the Android meme here,
no,
Catherine.
No, you guys sounded like you were running out of things to say, so I kind of stirred it up a little.
Bless his heart. That's how wonderful. Just talk right, honey. Okay, now we're going to GQ.
Yeah, a client there who uses the drops said that she got some hives after taking the drops, and she looked into the drops and saw somewhere that the drops were fermented barley. And
they're
I know
not.
You've said
barley.
They're not. That's right. And, you know, I've grown up with some pickles made or dills made into olives. They're always adding vinegar, making it acidic. And it doesn't seem to fit any of the definitions of fermentation other than sugars changing into acid.
Sugars aren't turning into acid because there's no alcohol. If it were fermented barley, it would outgas alcohol, and your sugar levels would be through the roof. If you did a test on the sugar levels of it, it is what?
And there's no alcohol in RNA, correct?
Test it. Don't believe us. Test it.
Right.
No alcohol. It is not fermented barley.
So describe the constituents of the outgassing of the RNA in the generations that it's in now.
The way it's produced now, this is way above your pay grade, but we'll give you this little snippet. The way it's produced now, what's happening is as the berries actually become, now we say become because that's the process, that just like humans that are fallen from a state of grace, they fall, they wither away, they die, and their seed then is wrought into something wonderful. Okay, wonderful. This is an example of that, of a repatriation process of the blood of the lamb. It's basically what the lamb would eat if it were going to the marriage supper. So this is at first love. At first love, this is where you began. So the seed, and it doesn't have to be barley. It could be other things as well. That's just what y'all chose, I'm sure, but you just have to see how that goes. But there's other things that can accomplish this. But what happens is the seed process begets a shift or a change. It begets a shift or a change. That then is brought forward in the final stages of the white stone. That's what this is going to, is the white stone. It was just actually a byproduct that allowed humans to engage their ascension. It's getting in the notion of ascension. But it's not for that at all. And if y'all have one more conversation about it, we'll stop them from being available. Period. We'll banish them from this planet.
We can't talk about ascension in relation to the drops.
We aren't.
This is the RNA drops now. Are you talking about the 110th generation or the last 5 years? What is the now you mean of now?
Well, just, you know, before the drops were outgassing a lot.
Okay.
You know,
so that you're talking about ion now, this last month or two?
Basically, yeah. We gave the little ones a chance to catch up. That's all. You know, you had some immunocompromised patients that were really interested in it. They couldn't take the drops. They just licked the bottle. They felt better just licking the bottle. And, hey, they could probably do it like a little rush, little amyl nitrate, and they could sniff them. Get a little buzz, little popper buzz going on. That might work, too. But then it's sensitive. Just go a little bit. Get a little bubble.
Well, it dehydrates, and it dries very quickly. I mean, everybody's put a drop of RNA on the counter, and, you know, 2.3 seconds later, it's us.
No.
I mean, it just dehydrates immediately.
It's because water's changing. Those drops aren't changing. Water's changing. So that's that whole issue. That's the whole issue.
Good.
And it's not even an issue. It's not an issue. It just solves the issue. Now, is the person who had the hives, are they gone? Are they better? Did they live? Did they survive? Or what, how did they fall away?
I don't think it's been followed up, but the advice was, of course, cut the dosage in half, take less, and let your body build up.
If they ask us, we say take double till it kills you. Every day, double it till you're dead. Double down, for more.
We'll make a note for future customer support people, yes, on the question and answer page.
Now,
if you get high, double
up. We're actually real good with allergies, too. Pollen season, go roll in it, and you won't ever have no trouble with it no more. It's good. Now, the next question.
When we talk about the RNA drops begetting the white stone, I always enjoy putting my drops in a clear bottle and watching the colors on it and that. And, of course, the bottom if you let it sit for a couple of days and don't shake the living crap out of it, that white powder accumulates on the very bottom, and it's you pretty much need a chopstick to stir it up. It seems very dry and pasty. Is that white and pasty stuff a predecessor of the white stone or some mini form of it?
Well, we'd say it is the white stone.
Jenny's having people bitching, saying, hey, I'm not getting very many RNA drops. There's just a lot of white powder in the bottom. She's like, well, there'll be a lot of people who will trade you for that white powder.
Oh. The Kendalls wrote a song that made this all clear. Heaven, just a sin away. They don't know. And what the point is that's okay that they don't know. It's not even an indictable position. They could go to mediation or meditate. They should meditate on it. Go to mediation about their white powder and see how that works out. But it becomes real easy.
Now, Rochelle, did you get your microphone fixed? You're waving five times. Can you speak?
Five times.
You heard me.
Yes. Yes.
And you're remarkably clear. You're
what is your name?
Clear.
What do you want to call me, Bob?
No, what do you prefer to be named? You know, Rochelle,
Uno Mas, Dinga Aki.
I don't know which name you're known by. I can't remember.
Faye.
Well, welcome aboard, Faye. You've been trying to get here for a year. Now you're here.
Hey, Faye, what do you say?
Hey, Ion.
Hey.
It's about time we had a chat.
Ain't no time, so you're right on, darling. And the winds blow.
I know, the winds blow a lot out here. Okay, I have a question.
Okay, we have an answer.
When you're talking about the soul is the stenographer, that's not coming from Wikipedia.
Right.
Where is that definition coming from?
So, do you need us to put it in the Wikipedia? Everything else, that's what we do. We put it in the Wikipedia or the Google.
I know, and I love
your
little
rant on
that.
And then they come back and find it. It is great because then you can find it, and then all of a sudden it's okay because it's in the Googler. It's in the Wikipedia. Carolyn is a great supporter of the Wikipedia.
And we all know that you do that, but what is the source for that definition?
Well, it's not a source for definition. It's just what it is, darling. It's just what it is.
It's Ion's definition.
Why does... Okay, that's Ion's definition, but like most of the world refers to the soul as the eternal part of ourselves.
It's not. Think about the definition. Let's do that. It's always some mythological tradition is what you're trying to say, that it separates it from the marker or the keeping up with you. It is the eternal, but you're also eternal. But all those mythological beings say that you're also eternal, too. Otherwise, what's forever for? Michael Martin Murphy. You can call this Limburger cheese. Let's say it's Limburger cheese. Let's say Limburger cheese represents, it's the stenographer that's the eternal part of you. And you go, well, Ion, that's ridiculous that Limburger cheese is not the internal part of you. Okay, their definition says the soul is the immortal part of you, right?
Right.
It's the spiritual part of the person.
I get it.
Congratulations. Well, now we're going to ask you, the definition that you see on the Wikipedia, where did it come from?
Somebody put it in there.
Neo man, from a little man's standpoint, could not explain something, so he had to explain it the way he saw it. He didn't see it because he can't see what they call a spiritual thing. There's nothing spiritual about a stenographer. There is no emotion regarding it. That's why when you're stone cold dead, you don't care. It only keeps up with what you realized and not realized. That's all it does. Are you up or are you down? Are you on or are you off? Are you, did you not do it? Did you want to do it and didn't do it, couldn't do it because you might do it? Did you, if you did it, could you do it that you did it because you know you could do it or not? And then the fallout from that. That's all.
Yeah. Boom.
Boom. So we'd say we said it, and then we'd say you did it. You lived it. The reason this is for is to bring you back to God. That's all this is for. Otherwise, the disambiguation won't apply.
So it's something that's been misunderstood since forever?
Not forever, darling, just since you fell.
So before that, we understood it was just a stenographer, or the stenographer didn't exist before the fall.
Gods don't need a stenographer, darling. They make their shit up as they go.
I was also curious about our abilities, or however you want to look at it, with the ascension process compared to the Masters of the Far East.
Masters and Johnson, they can get you off. Masters and Johnson, it was good.
Not those masters.
Oh, at least they could get you off. That's more than your Far West ones could do for you.
Far East.
Eh? Well, if you keep going east, you get west. So we might as well start with the west. West is the best.
Well, Bob, you got some new people on there, so let them go on with their questions, and I'll jump in again.
Oh, that's so kind. So you got that straightened out.
Faye,
question about the soul, Faye?
Faye's been clamoring to get on for months and months, and then that's it?
Well,
what about your Hollywood film?
I just want to join in with the party, Bob.
Fuck the party. You want to make a movie out of us, TV shows. Let's ask Ian about
you
that.
You must make this so selfish that you are the only note in the sound of the tuba. If you are so important that no one else is as valuable as your words, you can run the day. And we'll stay with you. Bob will stay with you till you buy or die.
Let's hear some of your TV ideas, Dave.
N44218SO9.
Please repeat that, Ion. The chemical formula.
Hell no. Now you won't catch one of us repeating gossip.
Faye, you discuss your TV plans for us with Ion. Come on, Faye, you're a lot of talk. I'm just going to have this impression you're a lot of talk, a lot of bluster. I give you a fucking form, and you don't do anything.
He's going to pull a Walter Winchell on you.
Okay. Faye bugged off or something.
Please repeat the chemical formula for the soul, Ion.
No.
What's your name, buddy? What fucking idiot are you?
Buddy. His name is
Buddy. You fucking asshole. Well, who are you? Is that
you
Grand
interrupted Bob when he was saying the formula.
It's Grand, Bob.
I wanted to ask about the River Jordan.
Elijah and the River Jordan.
Are we going to do the music test? Yes,
you guys put some order into this. You figure out how to organize yourself.
Was one of Elijah's great accomplishments?
Yeah, do a matchup.
Repolarizing the Mississippi River.
Ion, I liked what you said to Greenbra about the blue button and wondered if there was something similar that you could share or speak of. To me, is there something along those same lines that you could mention?
You have a nosy toe.
Okay, that means, you know, rude. A nosy toe. Your nosy toe. Your toe. That means that's a tactile part of your body. You're nosy within the tactile iondom.
Are you suggesting that you had a personal message there and I should let well enough be there, Ion?
How ridiculous is that?
We don't want to well enough be.
Drive it.
All right, well.
Ram it up as poop chute. We are your chicken bucket.
All right, well, I have a nosy toe. That, to me, sounds like a Gladys Kravitz. Am I misinterpreting that?
So I think it's the fact you answer everybody's question on dupes.
We did
I've eased off
a long
that.
Time we got delivered. We got delivered.
You start off on the wrong toe, and you end up being a foot. You start all over again. Just pretend you just called Matthew Hurtado today. You just emailed him. What is this stuff about the drop? Let's go back to February 2010, start over again. And then you don't write a blog.
and nobody knows ever about you. And you don't help us make sales because you don't write about us. Nobody finds out about the drops for another 2 years.
Yeah.
What would you have done during those 2 years?
Drops? There are drops?
What would I have done? That's a good question. I would have been enjoying the drops in solitude.
Yeah, and that would have been weird for you because you got a nosy toe.
Selfishly, it doesn't work for you. There's a reason on the airplanes when the air mask drops, they say put yours on first before you help your neighbor. It's because you'll be fell out while you're helping them. So it's got to be real for you or it shouldn't go. See, it's quite verbose of you to start touting the sales tales of it and the sales of all this that's taking place, like wind sails on a boat, and can't feel the breeze yourself. Interesting. Isn't it?
You know what I did, Bart, today, this week? It's between you and me, Bart.
Okay, Bob, listening. Just between us.
I called up Sabrina. She was very happy, sounded very happy to hear from me, and I said, could you pass on a message to Matthew if I don't have his phone number? She gave me his phone number, but I gave the message in case I didn't get Matthew. I said to Sabrina, will you tell Matthew, now you know why you're not the poster child for Iandom. She thought about that for a second. She's okay, I'll pass on to him. Then I said, I like you, Sabrina. You want to talk about anything? She didn't have anything to say. I said, you want to talk about McLuhan or Zappa's third album, fourth lyric? I'm available. And she said, I will think about that. I said, yep, I'm available to talk to you anytime you want. So there's a new development in the Hurtado-Dobbstown negotiations.
There's negotiations?
No, but, you know, I like the word.
Can we talk about the River Jordan yet?
Please.
Can we speak of the River Jordan yet?
No, you didn't. Never. You've never talked about Syria.
That's please
Corbin's
do.
Territory.
May we.
Yeah, please do, says everybody.
In your inbox.
Oh, it's not another song. Damn.
You media ecological mogul, you.
Ion, your phrase was embody the land of the giants. Can you define that?
Hell yeah, Canaan, they was giants. That was the promised land, and they wouldn't go because they was giants in the land. They couldn't go. They couldn't go in person, so they sent a spy. That's what y'all did with Bob. Y'all was scared to go, and y'all sent a spy. You sent Bob in the land of the giants to bring back that which couldn't be had. And here comes Bob. Aaron said, don't go. Don't go. Don't go, Bob. You'll never make it back. Don't go. He said, Carolyn, it's just something I've just got to do. I can't not go. I have to go. I'm going to go scout out the promised land. I got to find out how the promised land's going to apply. And I'm going to call it Dobbstown. I don't know where it really is. I'm going to say it's this because nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to question me because they ain't listening to me anyway. I sent CKLM. I've been kind of like a dead stump and a bad wood pile. It's all been downhill since then. So we're just coming into the place. And Carolyn's like, well, okay, but make sure you take some green drink with you. That's the least you can do to sustain yourself to get back. And around we go. And he starts on a 40-year journey in the wilderness. Bob's been roaming that goddamn wilderness for 40 years.
Fucking wilderness.
Fucking wilderness. He just roamed around. He'd run. It was a 3-day journey. It only takes 3 days. So you get there in 3 days. Bam. Something goes flat. And he turned. Oh, that hit me in the head. That's the Thompson quadrant. He'd turn. He'd run around. He'd bam. He'd land in his head. Oh, that's LaRouche. There you go. That's LaRouche. Oh, this will be the McLuhan quadrant. Is there a McLuhan quadrant? Wait, man. Is there one? There's a tiny note. Does a tiny note apply? And he's rumbled through this thing. For 40 years, because they said there was giants in the land. And across the River Jordan is Canaan. Canaan land is just in sight.
I thought it was Canada. That took another 10 years
of
digression.
He thought it was Nelson Thal's house. He didn't know. The big house, anyway.
I have this image of you, Bob, running back from the land of the giants carrying the eye cell.
I said I gave my whole Zappa collection for the eye cell. I'm fucking pissed off. This eye cell doesn't work.
Yeah, And then he got back to the River Jordan and he pitched the ice sail into the River Jordan, and that was the end of that.
There's a song that Bob has Ion, but is crossing it. This is the phase we're at now. We're in the middle of crossing it.
We didn't say that.
Yeah, Bert, where'd you get that idea? What, are you trying to add to the story? Sort of make it.
I'm just feeling my way around it.
Well, you got 40 years to go, according to Bob.
Yeah, we found out we were on the wrong calendar. The living water will not be available for another 28 years. I thought it was coming this Christmas, but I screwed up.
There's water? Well, no, I think you've got the water. You're waiting on the bottle, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. That's true. We're waiting on the bottle.
You got the genie, Bob. You need a lamp.
We do. And we're getting the bottle.
Yeah.
All is well.
Oh.
Let's see if Faye can add anything to this. Can you speak now, Faye?
Now, wait a second. Now, you're losing yourself. You're losing yourself. You got five threads started right now. You got Canaan, the promised land. You got Giant. You got the River Jordan. You got RNA drops. You got living water. Those are the threads you have started right now. And now you're sending out the missionary position for more threads to begin right now? Or exactly where were you looking to
well,
go,
Well, just
to
see what they salute.
Well, you won't play Ricky Skaggs from the River Jordan, right?
Bill's working on that, okay? It takes a little minute.
Takes a minute. Interesting.
Faye says, I know why you can't hear me. I must be in the fucking Martinez quadrant.
I had half a Curtis not to come.
And then she says, Bob, here is the hero's journey structure from Joseph Campbell's studies used as the structure of popular films. I would like to discuss how this is changing with the new environment. How does the archetypal Joseph Campbell hero's journey, archetypally laid out by Joseph Campbell because he couldn't understand Finney's Wake, his titles are Call to Adventure, Refusal of the Call, Meeting with the Mentor, Crossing the First Threshold, Tests Allies and Enemies, Approach to the Inmost Cave, Ordeal, Reward, Seizing the Sword, in brackets, The Road Back, Resurrection, Return with the Elixir. That sounds like me and my journey. That's my, he just laid out the whole journey of Bob looking for whatever I was looking for. What was I sent out to get, Carol? A URL? Susanna, you speak.
Let's see, I'd like to hear more about the River Jordan. This is a totally different river. This is not a metaphor for the Mississippi, is it?
River Jordan is a river. It's in Asia.
So we're talking about the River Jordan.
Well, that's the only River Jordan there is. Guess where it starts? The mouth of it is the Dead Sea. Guess where it starts?
And that's red, isn't it, the Dead Sea? No, that's the Red Sea.
Anti-Lebanon Mountains is where it comes from.
Isn't the Dead Sea dead because it's full of salt?
No, it's not alive because water's dead.
Is the Gulf of Aden situation related to River Jordan?
Well, first of all, we call it Aden. We don't call it Aden because we
Aden.
Are non-fixable, so that's it. Okay, and it's this side of Irbid. I-R-B-I-D, Irbid. Come on.
Didn't he say the city Erbil, which is in northern Iraq? That's where the river starts?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very good. Excellent.
Tell us more about this river.
The River Jordan, it's dead because, well, you got to go from Megiddo to the Jordan River to get to Canaan. Now, this is not Media. Bob is the expert on Media. He's been a Midianite for years. That's where the ancient Samaritan Hebrew lords got their start from. But the issue of the River Jordan is it's going to flow and change the way water is known.
Does it have to do anything with the fact that it's in oil country?
No, it's the Hashemite kingdom. It's not in oil country. Soon all the oil will be gone from there, darling. It's the Hashemite kingdom.
Will it be a negative pH?
All water will be.
And Jordan will be where this first is seen or experienced?
No. No, it'll be at Dobbstown.
So that means Curtis
Bob's
will be involved?
Bob's not going to let that go. You know Bob's going to drag this. Bob's going to
drag it.
Yeah,
I'm going to drag it in, drag a little clarity. So does that mean Curtis will be involved?
Not a chance.
I wanted to mention, too, that Roxana played that song, which was from Lebanon earlier.
Har Yarden. You understand that this river is the lowest elevation in the world. There's no river lower.
And did you say, Ion, that it could start at a mountain or at the Dead Sea?
No. The mouth goes to the Dead Sea. Comes from the Anti-Lebanon Mountains.
The source is the Anti-Lebanon Mountains.
Ion,
does the specific, will the specific gravity of the water in the Jordan River change in the same manner that you're suggesting Mississippi River will?
Yes.
Is the Mississippi's mouth at the Gulf, or is that its source?
That would be the mouth. That's where it dumps to. The source would be a creek in Minnesota.
North Central Minnesota.
Okay.
Minnesota, don't you know?
Oh, great.
There's something geographically about the Mississippi River and the Jordan River that are significant.
Draw a line, pierce the middle, take sew and needle pulling thread, stitch them together. See where it is.
Well, it's interesting that this river is also running along an area that's under a lot of conflict and contrast.
33rd.
The 33rd.
33rd parallel.
No, that's impossible. It can't be that perfectly geographically aligned. That's ridiculous. The very idea. How could it possibly be? Oh, Bob's going to the beach. I hope y'all got a lot of questions. He left the building, so y'all got it. So there it is.